Good morning, Spa Church. I'm coming to you live from my office. I thought it'd be nice to spend about 5 minutes with you every morning, simply just to go through some scripture. And I thought there's nothing better right now than to look at the book of James. It's been an encouraging book, probably one of the most encouraging books for me in the New Testament. And it's written really from a perspective of a sort of a pastor talking to his people. So I thought, it's a good place to start. So James chapter 1, I'm just going to jump right to verse 2, and I only want to take five minutes of your time. So I have my stopwatch going here. It says this: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, my sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Now, I don't know about you, but there are a few things that make me very happy. I love going out fishing. You all know that. Last summer, I got to go out with Rudy and Dave and just have some fun fishing out there. And it brought me great happiness. It brought me great happiness to catch a couple of nice spring salmon. It brought me great happiness to take them home and to enjoy them and to have them with my family. But happiness kind of comes and goes. It lasts for a bit, and then we go through situations, we become sad, and it leaves us. Joy is a little bit different than that. Joy, according to the Bible Dictionary, is a positive attitude or pleasure or emotion. It's a delight. In the Old Testament, it means to leap or spin around with pleasure. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't always feel like leaping or spinning around with pleasure. And that's why joy is not based on circumstances. Joy is based on the Spirit of God. He is the one that gives us that joy. Again, I don't know about you, but there are times where I am fighting just to simply keep a smile on my face, let alone joy in my heart. And this is the time we need to say, God, it's got to come from you. It's got to be you. And see, that's the key, right? Because it tells us in Galatians chapter 5 that joy is one of the fruit of this Holy Spirit. It comes from the Spirit. But here's what he says: consider it great joy, that fullness of pleasure, delight, when you face trials of many kinds. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like the trials. I don't like this COVID-19 thing. I don't like sitting at home and being in quarantine. But if we can begin to look at the trials and see them not for what is here right now, but we can begin to see that they have a lasting implication, because it says the testing of your faith develops perseverance. I tell you, it's not always fun to pump weights. It's not always fun to go running and or do exercise, but we have a goal in mind. Our goal is to be stronger. As Christians, we have a goal in mind. Yeah, the trials may be difficult, but can we look at them and say, God, I know you've given them to me now because you've got a plan for the future. And if we can look at that and say, God, help me to focus on your plan. Help me to see beyond the yuck and help me to see your love. It says here, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, this doesn't mean God's going to shower us with great big toys and all the things we want. It means that God is going to bless us with those spiritual blessings that you and I both need. See, here's the thing, folks. We need God in the midst of some of the deepest circumstances. We need joy. And that comes from the Holy Spirit. But that also comes when we maintain that ongoing commitment to Him, that ongoing relationship with Him, and during those difficult times, trust Him. Let me just close in prayer. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness, for your joy, for your peace, for your provision. Help us to trust you, Lord, even during those difficult times. Help us to depend on you, to know that you stand with us. And Father, when the trials come, as they have come now, help us to keep our eyes focused on you, to know you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. Lord, I pray blessing on your people as they go through this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I will be back tomorrow morning again at 8:30 for 5 minutes of your time. All the best to you. Amen.